Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Mimi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing really well. And I want to start off by telling you a little bit of a strange story, if that's okay.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Right. My friend Patrick got a lizard for his 30th birthday, right? And since then, he's collected exotic animals. And at Christmas time, he got a Chilean rose tarantula.
It's strange you're saying this because I had a dream about spiders last night. I couldn't sleep.
A good dream or a bad dream? Because there she is. Oh, Mimi's turning her head at a picture.
Bad dream. That's
but Mimi,
awful.
Do you know what he called her?
Don't tell me he called her Mimi.
Mimi Webb. Tarantula Webb.
Oh, my God.
Stop. Come on.
Stop it.
Seriously.
Wait, my mum's filming this as well because she's just like cracking up at this. Wait, so he called his tarantula Mimi Webb?
He has young daughters who absolutely love you. And then they were thinking of names and they came up with like loads of, like, you know, Charlotte for Charlotte's Web. And there were spider this. And there's, I think there was some spider in Peppa Pig called Mr. Daddy Long Legs. Anyway, whatever it was. They were going
for
those.
Yeah.
And then one of the daughters went, "What about Mimi Webb?" And they all went, "That sounds amazing. Let's do that."
Oh my God, that's hilarious. I've never ever been called, my name's never been used for a tarantula. So that's hilarious. I love that. That's so sweet as well because they're like, Webb. I guess I am a web.
But you're also terrified and having bad dreams about them.
Yeah, I know. That's so strange. Trying to be me, right?
Well, anyway, next time you come to Ireland, Mimi will be waiting for you to say hello, if that's okay.
Okay. Oh,
no, it's not okay. It's not okay.
I'm away from afar.
Let's talk your new music. Let's talk Mistake. What a banger.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so happy you guys love it. Honestly, like, this was definitely a, you know, it's very different to any of my other music.
Isn't it?
So yeah. It was taking a chance.
And was that a conscious decision from a writing point of view to do something a bit different this time?
Yeah, I feel like I really, you know, I think I love dancing and I love like the club. Like I love going out and having fun. And I wanted a song that I felt like someone would play there. And like, you know, I, being from the UK, D&B is a huge thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just got in the studio with this guy, Ryan. Ryan Tedder, obviously everyone knows. But
I love the way you just said, just some guy, this guy called Ryan Tedder.
Yeah.
People may or may not know the guy, you know, from OneRepublic, yeah, who's written for J-Lo and Backstreet Boys and Westlife and Adele and whoever.
Literally the guy. And we were like, let's just push it and give it a go, especially with how D&B is going at the moment.
Yeah.
It's becoming a wave for sure. So yeah, I just wanted to jump on it for a song. Like, you know, none of my other songs are really like that. I have probably one other that's similar, but you know, I really wanted to give it a go. And I think that it was a chance I was taking, but it's actually gone down so well. And like everyone really, really likes it. And I think there's so much room for it to grow. And I think this one's going to be one of those ones that definitely like will slowly it will just do its thing. And then I think it will just kind of have a moment. But I think it's just so different. And I also wanted to take in, like, I wanted to bring new fans to into it that like kind of more of that clubby sound.
And come here, you said your mom is there with you. Tell me the story about her convincing you to talk to Ryan Tedder.
Yeah, so we were in Malta at this show that I was performing at just before OneRepublic were going to be on. And there were literally five acts. So it was a very small show. It was an MTV show. And we were all like, very like, oh my God, like, we just going crazy. Like, OneRepublic were there, Ryan Tedder. I was like, this is sick. I was like, do I go say hi? And my mum was like, you need to go say hi. Like, you have to do it. And my friend Tom Grennan was there as well, the artist.
Love Tom,
and
yeah.
I was like, going, like, he was like, you need to go say hi. I was like, oh my God, freaking out, I can't do it. So then I went and said hi, and he was just so great, and it was just so cool. And then I got a call 4 months later being like, right, he really wants to get in the studio with you. Like, you're going to come out to LA, and we're going to write this record. And I was like, oh my God, like, I'm writing a record with Ryan Tedder. Like, I just couldn't believe it. So, yeah, it was so sick. And also being a UK artist, I think, you know, Ryan hasn't, I don't think he's written with a UK artist for a while now, so it's quite cool to do.
Let's talk touring though, right? Because am I right in thinking you had a yellow tour bus in the States and you chose it on a night out? Is that true?
Literally, I was out with my girls, and obviously all my team are like in America, so all the my managers were like sending me all these like buses at like, and it was like 1:30 in the morning, like something like that. And I was like, we need a quick response here.
Choose a bus.
Yeah, and I was in like I was literally in the club, and I was like, right, took myself out. I was out there for about 20 minutes. I was really trying to decide, and this yellow bus. There was something about it. Like, I don't know whether it was the rosé wine, but there was something I just loved about this yellow bus. And then I forgot I chose the yellow bus. Like, I knew I'd done it, but it didn't really cross my mind.
Of course, yeah. Until you're standing there.
Yeah, until I literally turned up to the venue like the first show in Chicago, and I was like, oh, we really did go for the yellow bus.
This is what you asked for. I can hear a song lyric in there. Rosé wine and yellow bus or something. There might be something in that.
I know. I feel like I need to do like a really emotional, something. There's something in there.
Yeah.
I've got a few songs already that I'm kicking up from this tour. It's very funny. And we called the bus Martha, so that's
okay, she has a name and everything. Amazing. Well, look, Irish audience listen to you right now, obviously, on my show. Three Olympia you've played. I saw you at Main Stage, Electric Picnic, the Marquee in Cork. Is Cork, especially, isn't your granny from Cork?
Yes, yeah, my dad's side, my dad's sisters, yeah, Cork.
Right, we're adopting you as Irish then.
Yeah, it was really, really, like, honestly, doing that show was so incredible. I remember just being like, wow, like, this is so sick. Like, when I looked out and just saw how amazing everyone was and, like, the energy was incredible.
Brilliant. Okay, before I go, quick fire round, I always do this with all my guests. So, what are you currently obsessed with, Mimi?
No, I'm obsessed with... Oh, probably like hats, actually.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
How I'm obsessed with right now. I've been buying, like, this is a new hat. I've been buying a lot of different caps.
I thought you wore green specifically for me. I wasn't sure if it was just the Irish thing, but I appreciate it anyway.
Yeah, like a cap spree, literally. Actually, I saw my dad's uncle. He lives in Canada and he's from Cork.
Right.
And he gave me his Irish hat.
Amazing.
The cap, the Irish cap.
A flat cap, yeah.
Yeah, so I've got that with me now. So
brilliant.
Yeah, that's another cap to add to the collection.
Other than Ryan Tedder, who's the most famous person in your phone?
Famous person. Yeah, Olivia Rodrigo, probably.
Amazing. Yes, yeah. Good answer.
I'm trying to think. I was like, who could it be? Yeah.
And then another one I ask everybody is, think back to when you were about 8 years old and you were in school, right? Did you get lunch in school or did you bring a lunchbox in? And if you did bring a lunchbox in, what was in it?
Mum would cook us these like bats. We'd have like a bat with like ham and salad cream and butter. And we'd love them. We'd have crisps on the side.
Amazing. Any little treats, the crisps or treats, any little chocolate bars or anything?
Yeah, we'd have like a little Dairy Milk chocolate bar. No veg.
no fruit or veg. I love it. And the final question, Mimi, I ask everybody, and forgive me, I know this is a strange one, but everybody is brave enough to answer it. Because I don't, I want to know, do you, Mimi Webb, wash your legs in the shower?
I do. I quickly do it, give a little like, wrap, you know,
stitch. Okay, that's fair. Yeah, I don't judge anyone, I just want to know.
I do get you though, because I can imagine some people just think, oh, like, let the water, like,
it's gravity as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, it's all taken care of.
Yeah,
I'm not sure your mum agrees either in the background. Yeah,
never thought of that before.
Mimi, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Best of luck at Mistake and everything that comes in the future. Can't wait to hear
thank
more
you
music
so
from you.
Much.
Thanks a million.
Thank you so much.
All right,
thank
see
you.
Ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.